The meeting last Thursday night was prompted by an incident nearly 3 months ago when several Cibola High School students say their teacher used a racial slur and cut a Native American student's hair. APS Associate Superintendent Dr. Madeline Serna Marmol described how the district is trying to do better. For one thing, she said APS is working with the state's public education department.
They have just developed an indigenous curriculum that has been vetted by all the tribes in New Mexico, and they're actually going to train our social studies teachers at the end of May.
Serna Marmol passed out multicolored post-it notes and asked people to write their ideas about indigenous curriculum and cultural competency training. Then people spoke for a couple of hours, sharing comments and personal stories. Rebecca Riley is a parent of APS students and head of tribal home visiting at Native American Professional Parent Resources. She says the idea of cultural competency implies a level of expertise.
And I wouldn't expect anybody in this room to claim that they're an expert in culture.
Riley's from the Pueblo of Acoma and said APS needs to shift the language they use.
To use more words around cultural relevancy, cultural humility trainings, or cultural diversity trainings. And these are things that are already in existence.
At one point, the audience shouted down a woman who said white students' lives can be ruined by accusations of racism. She pointed to viral videos of white teenagers interacting with an older Native American man in Washington, D.C. earlier this month. That incident has become a flashpoint for race and identity politics across the country. Native American parents spoke of their kids being teased with stereotypes or boys getting flack for growing their hair long. Many people stressed that what happened at Cibola High School was a continuation of centuries-old subjugation of indigenous people in New Mexico.
You have all these post-it notes, but as far as I know APS, you'll be trying to incorporate that into the current system, and all these acts have happened under the status quo.
That's Verland Coker. He's a Native American student and aspiring educator.
What we're actually saying through all these complaints and incidences is that the status quo is wrong, and there needs to be radical change within the APS school system.
I feel a little frustrated at this meeting because I feel like the community has come forward in so many instances to offer viable solutions, and APS has time and again turned their back on them. So
Emily Castillo is a PhD student in sociology at UNM. She's part of what she called a fragile partnership between APS and community members. They spent the last 2 years, she said, providing the district with detailed recommendations about ethnic studies.
The takeaway that I got from the meetings when we presented that was that ethnic studies was good for brown folks, but we couldn't mandate that curriculum for all people.
Mackenzie Johnson is a Cibola High School junior. She's the student who spoke out in the fall about how her English teacher called her a racial slur.
Respect us and give us a learning environment that's not hostile or like I feel like I'm small. Because we aren't. We're still here. We're still resilient.
Johnson said she's disappointed that her principal at Cibola has not apologized or spoken publicly about what happened. Earlier in the night, Principal Pamela Meyer did speak briefly about anti-bullying assemblies the school has held recently, but she left the meeting nearly an hour before it ended and refused to comment. Afterward, I asked APS Superintendent Raquel Reedy for her response.
The fact is that the district has apologized. I apologize to all the hundreds of people that were so concerned and from the bottom of my heart because it was a very unfortunate thing that happened to these children.
Reedy says she believes that good will come from these meetings.
And we are listening.
But listening won't be enough. The state is under court order to fix public education in New Mexico, and it remains to be seen how APS will bring indigenous education in from the margins. For KUNM, I'm Hannah Colton.